So now we are going to hear from some of our students about their experiences on the trip. So I'd like to invite up Luke Butler to speak.
Hello, everybody. So I'm Luke, as Chrissy said, and I want to talk about my week. So I worked in a group of, it was me, Thomas, Andrew, not Kinkin, Noah, Riley, Angelo, Lucas, and then my leaders were Christy, Kathy, Mark, and Aiden. So our project was, so these family, Dwayne and Cynthia, their deck and roof were rotted. So we had to take it all down and then rebuild it. And it was hard for the first few days because it rained and rained and rained and wouldn't stop raining. So we had to work through that, and it was tough, but we worked through that and then prayed and prayed, and then finally the rain stopped, and everybody had a very successful week. So the most memorable part about my week was like when we prayed and prayed and the rain stopped. And it was just a great, great opportunity to have to serve the Lord and do his work. Thank you.
And next, I'd like to invite up Liam McElroy.
Hello, everyone. My name is Liam McElroy. I went on the mission trip with the church to Panther, West Virginia. I was Group Blue. We did many amazing things, but our main project was jacking up a man's house whose floors were sinking in. We would work 5 hours a day. Liam's dad, Daniel, helped us with all the power tools and couldn't have done it without him. And it was very rainy and muddy, just like Luke said. Every evening we would listen to Pastor Jared preach, and the message that I personally received was to not follow our hearts, but to follow God's spirit, because that is where true happiness lies. And God taught me to serve others, not for a reward, but for a bigger relationship with him.
And now we will see a couple of videos from some of the students who couldn't make it here today.
During our 1 week mission trip to Panther, we had a great time meeting new people, helping the community, and growing closer with God. A memory from our trip that stands out to me is how at our work site, we had to keep constantly changing our plans because of our conditions. We either didn't have enough material, or the rain, it was raining too hard, something. It seemed like nothing we thought of would work, and then when we finally found a solution, it was the best feeling ever. Another thing that stood out to me is the group I worked with. We had a little bit too many people for the job we were working, and we had to keep finding new jobs for people that didn't have one. But everybody there was really nice, and I enjoyed working with them. The man we were working for was named Steve, and although I didn't personally speak to him, the people who did only had good things to say. Very nice to you. The trip to Panther is something I will never forget, and I'm definitely going to do again. I love the hands-on experience and the feeling of helping someone new.
Tell me about the team that you worked with on your work sites.
Well, the team that I had, I had two of my friends, Charles and Will. And then everyone else, I think, was from New Jersey. They were all a lot older than us, but they were still super fun to work with. I think we all kind of wanted to do something more than painting, but, you know, we did our job pretty well despite it raining most of the time. But it was still fun to work with them anyways. I made pretty good friends that week.
Did you get to visit with the homeowner at your work site?
Yeah, we got to visit with the homeowner a lot. They were a really old couple. One was in a wheelchair. They can't really leave the house. But they were really sweet, pretty fun to work with. And, you know, we would see them watch us work most of the time. And they would come to the window when we were singing songs, which was pretty nice.
What is a memory from the trip that will stay with you a while?
Probably just hanging out with my friends and, you know, going to the gas station and, it was just, you're in the middle of nowhere and there's a lot of people who, you know, they have to live like this and the only place they can get food is go to the gas station. So it was, yeah, it was fun to just experience that with my friends.
Did you learn or grow in any unexpected ways?
Yeah, I mean, we would have church services every night, and our pastor was really cool. He was really nice. And I learned a lot, even though, you know, I forgot most of his stories that he was telling us. But it was, you know, still fun to learn about God and, you know, how he affected people that week and all that good stuff.
What does it mean to you to serve God and others?
To me personally, it, you know, serving others is like doing some of God's work if you can't be there, and, you know, helping others, you know, teaching others about God and just, you know, being disciples.
What did God teach you about following Jesus?
That he's always going to be there, and there's plenty of reason to, you know, listen and follow him, because all week I just saw, you know, miracle after miracle and just how God affected us all week. You know, how we can get work done in the rain, and, you know, how people really appreciated it and how it changed people's lives.
So next we are going to hear from Daniel and Andrew Kinkin.
You want to start and tell us about anything that hasn't been mentioned about your week? Because I know you worked with Liam and Nick in our work group. Is there anything else you want to share from our work site?
You've been telling everybody you know about all this stuff, so I don't really know.
Yeah, you do. We haven't told them.
Oh, so...
What was your favorite thing at the work site?
At the work site? The
yeah.
Turtle.
The turtle. Where'd you find that turtle?
On the ground. Well, I didn't find it. Other people found it and just, like, yelled, "Hey, guys, there's a turtle." And then everybody went, like, everybody under the house, like, came around and saw the turtle.
And where'd that name come from?
Well, everybody was just spitting out names, so why not make them into one?
Very good. Did you do anything at the work site that you had never done before?
Get underneath a house.
Yeah. Did you learn some new skills? It's okay.
The handsaw.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big deal. What about your quiet time? Had you ever done a quiet time before?
No.
So what'd you think about it?
Well, except for sleeping.
It's a different kind of quiet time. Have you ever done a quiet time when you were quiet but awake?
School? Okay, not like that, no.
Yeah, tell us about the quiet time in West Virginia.
So they gave you a slip of paper. It was like more like a book, actually, mm-hmm. like a thin book. Mm-hmm. And when you opened it up, you saw like different verses and stuff. And it was like, you had to answer questions like, I think they were called reflection questions, and you had to answer the questions and, like, look in the Bible for verses to answer the questions, and then you had to, like, it's talked about what to pray about and other stuff.
Okay. It's kind of a nice way to start your day, wasn't it? Kind of center you for the day. What about, so we've talked about work, what about the end of the day and the worship services? What did you like about them? You know, when we were in the big group at the end of the day.
Like family time?
Well, before family time.
Oh.
You know, when all the kids were together and we were singing and carrying on. What was your favorite part about that?
I really like that they do this little competition. So, like, they pick different people from each group and they make them compete in different games. Like, whoever could pop the most balloons, whoever could do the most jump ropes, like you saw in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever won, there two people win, and they get to pick which team does bathroom duty and shower.
Kitchen duty.
Kitchen duty.
Yeah.
And I got kitchen duty instead of bathroom duty, so that was fun.
Yeah. Kitchen duty is a lot better than bathroom duty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Toilets there smell like iron.
They did.
And copper.
Yeah, it was an old school building. Anything else? Did you learn anything in the worship service? Was it different than our worship service? Was it hot and sweaty and loud and lots of singing?
It was hot and sweaty, but when it wasn't, there was a huge fan, and it was just whirring, and it was really loud. And so you could, like, almost hear the person talking.
Very good. Thank you for sharing. I'm going to share a little bit. You can stay with me. You can be my Lucky's Rabbit's foot or something.
Child?
Yeah, you're my child. So here's the thing. The last time I did this from this location was like 20 years ago. So fortunately, you guys haven't had to listen to me in that amount of time. But the last time I was up here was when I returned from summer staff with Beth in the middle and Danny. That's her husband. Danny's the runner of Sun Servants. He is the full-time staff member of the entire thing. I started going on these trips a little bit older than you, about Liam's age, when I was probably a rising eighth grader. And I've been fortunate enough to do it many years while in middle school and high school. And it's one of the most amazing things I've ever done. And I was so excited to be able to take my family and their friends on this trip. It was really a lot of fun to see you experience things that I remember doing at your age. And it was probably the most important thing that I got out of the trip was getting to hang out with you guys, with your friends, Pastor Robert and Christy, and people that I've known since I was 14 and hadn't seen in 20 years or talked to in 20 years. And just being able to walk in and see the same four people that were running it when I was 14 are still running it today and doing the same thing and having a great time and still serving the Lord with all the energy and excitement that they did back when I was your age. It was a phenomenal trip for us. Nothing like being underneath a trailer in the rain, playing with power tools, lifting things over your head, trying to keep 8 or 10 kids actively involved in something that probably took about 3 kids at one time.
It was so light.
Like Nick was in our group and he was like, yeah, everything we tried, we had to do over again or try a different way. But that's part of God's providence. He gave us enough to do what we needed to do.
One of those examples is that we had to build a river, like a stream, like that could carry the water from the mud to like just the front yard. And even after days, it was still flowing. Yeah. It was that much water.
Yeah, it was close to biblical flooding, I think.
It was about to.
Yeah, and so, yeah, there were some hairy times, like the day that we had to go check the creek every 20 minutes to make sure we could get home because there was a creek running at the end of the driveway. Remember doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway, singing these songs and seeing the pictures and I got flashbacks from 20 years ago, and I can't wait to do it again. I hope all the kids that went this year felt the same way and are ready to go back as well. But it's meant a lot to me in my life, and I hope it does in all the kids' lives as well. So thanks for listening to us.
Thank you. Okay, so now I will share a little bit about my experience. As I was initially planning the trip, I was a little bit nervous, in part because, like, shortly after I joined the church, I remember somebody describing her experience as a leader on one of these trips as the most rewarding and terrifying experience she'd ever had. So I was like, huh. But it wasn't nearly as terrifying as I thought it might be. But one of the things that I was most thankful for on this trip is the amount of time that I got to spend with the students and the whole experience of it all that we got to share. We spent about 6 days where we saw a lot of each other, and we had more time together than we had the entire year before that combined. And I know the three who were at my work site, I had Luke, Lucas, and Thomas, tie-dye team, We talked more than we'd ever talked before, and it was sometimes the silliest of things. The first day, when it was pouring rain, we were tearing down a porch, so it didn't like change any of our plans. We could do that in the rain. We just were soaking wet. But for lunch, we retreated to the van, and so we're dripping wet, all stuck in the van, eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And it's the first day, so the people from each of the different churches were like getting to know each other still. But really quickly, a debate broke out about what brand of peanut butter is the best. And then it moved on to sports and stayed there for quite a while. But I also had a conversation about friend dynamics at school and how that might look different this year than it did last. Lucas tried to explain Dungeons and Dragons to me, and I can't say that I understand much about it, but it was a good conversation. And not everything was smooth sailing. We did have some hurt feelings and some breaks in communication, but even those times led to conversations that were real and maybe a little bit messy, but real. And through them, I feel like I know the students a little bit better, and I understand the group dynamics a little bit better, and I'm thankful for that. And I also really enjoyed the family times at the end of the day. Just hearing how everyone's day went and having so much throughout the day that we could talk about. And then just hanging out afterwards, because I wasn't allowed in their room most of the time. I was by myself a lot of that. So being able to be in there and play games, we played a lot of card games throughout the week. I think we did that almost every night. And that was really fun. But also just seeing the kids step out of their comfort zones was exciting. Whether that was how they engaged in family time, hearing them share things that I hadn't heard them share in a group setting before, or being the first one to answer a question or to volunteer to pray. You saw in the video that Luke was praying, and he did that in front of the whole group of all of us from all the churches. And Liam McElroy did that earlier in the week. And I'm so glad they did that, in part because once each of them made up their minds that they were going to do that, they then started to volunteer to pray during like small group prayers. And I'm just as thankful for those student-led prayers in the small group settings. Prayers is one of my like favorite parts about being in community with other Christians, and you know, just talking to God and not trying to not worry too much about how you sound. And so I'm thankful that the kids got to hear and be a part of prayers that their peers were leading. But I want to say thank you to all the students who shared today and to all the students that went, and also to all of the parents that made that happen. And a special thank you to Daniel and Pastor Robert, who at night were in charge of all the students that we brought. So yeah, thank you. And now we will hear from Pastor Robert.
I want to say about Christy, she said something about you know, being fulfilled and terrified on the trip. I mean, she is pretty fearless. I think if you had told her, hey, you're going to go on this trip next summer, and by the way, it's going to be 9 middle school boys, that's a little terrifying to me. But she was game for it and did an outstanding job all week. I also wanted to share a brief story about Daniel. He said 20 years ago was the last time he stood up here, but it was actually 22 to 23 years ago. And I know that because I couldn't remember if it was 1999 or 2000. I was at my previous church in Lenore, North Carolina, as the youth pastor, and took a Sun Servants trip with that youth group to Chattanooga. And as I do often, I was leading the music for the big meeting that night. And we stayed at a state park in Chattanooga. And so the site of the big meeting was way out, kind of in the woods. I'm going to date myself here, but we were using overhead transparencies for the music, right? The big, you know, thing that projects. And we had to get power out there. So I asked the summer staff student, hey, do you have a long extension cord? And this nice young college student named Daniel ran this, 150-foot extension cord out to me, got me all set up to do the music. And it was, I was amazed 2 or 3 years later to come to Good Shepherd and run into Daniel Kinkin again. And it just reminds me the Lord doesn't waste anything, even those brief meetings that seem by chance, God has some purpose in them. And it was actually through meeting Daniel and the Hintons on summer staff that I got connected to Good Shepherd to talk to him. I just wanted to share my own perspective briefly on the things you've already heard. A lot more details I could add, but I want to take kind of a step back, I guess, because I can't help being a preacher. And if I were going to offer one reflection on the whole, I mean, it was wonderful. It was everything I would have hoped it would be, including all the hard parts. But as I was thinking about it this week and what I wanted to share, it's this, that this trip offered the 12 of us, 9 students and 3 adults, the opportunity to be the church together. And by that, I was reminded of the church in Acts chapter 2, where they shared all things in common and they met together regularly and prayed together and ate together and served the Lord together. And this, these kinds of trips are not mountaintop experiences like a youth beach conference would be or a mountain retreat. It had high points, but it also had low points, and Christy referred to that. But we got to do all of that. We got to eat, rest, pray, have quiet times, serve God, worship the Lord, ask questions, share, sometimes argue, sometimes have wonderful moments, all that together as community. And that's what the church is. It's living life together for God in community. And as I was, and so I'm so thankful for that. And we all got to do that together. And that's not even something we get to do here to that degree. I mean, it was really a blessing to get to share, again, that 24/7, 6 days together, high, low, far out points, everything. And one of my takeaways from that is just recognizing the huge challenge and loss we've all felt through these last 2 COVID years of being disconnected. I mean, we still can check in by live stream and show up on a Sunday morning, but all those opportunities to not just to worship together, but to serve together, to have fellowship and eat together, to play games together, sometimes even to argue together and seek to be reconciled. All that is what makes God's church. And this 6-day experience reminded me how much I long for that with all of you. And we're doing our best to kind of get all those things going again. But this is my preacher hat moment. I wanted to encourage you. You don't have to go to West Virginia to experience that. This is what God has given us here as the church, right? So as we have opportunities to serve down the street, to serve a community by putting together backpacks, by coming together for a meal or for cards or to worship, I just invite you to get everything you can out of that, to soak in it, to plug in, because this is what being Christ followers on earth looks like. It is being the church together in all the things, not just the once a week worship or the high points together, but doing life together. When we get sick, when we struggle, when we need help, when we want to celebrate together, when we want to play together, even when we fight together, all of that brought to the Lord, that's the privilege and the joy of being the church. And I'm blessed to be in this one with you. And I love you all, and I was reminded of that daily as we faced frustrations and challenges and high points. We built and painted stuff, as some of the kids shared. We had multiple days of it raining out the work, losing power, losing water, and having to deal with that, such that by the last day on the trip home, with maybe the exception of Daniel, when his car broke down and we had to leave it to be towed, it's no big deal to us. I mean, he was a little put out, I think, but we're like, we've been dealing with this all week. We can handle this. And we just played some cards in the Bojangles and waited for the tow truck to show up. But all of that was It's what I think what God envisions for us from the start to the finish. So I lift that up to you as a picture of what our life together can and should be as a church. It's what I desire for all of us. I want to wrap this sharing time up with prayer, and then the worship team is going to come forward and lead us in the rest of the service. Let's pray together.